indie popping and body rocking, y'all. This is episode 36 of Circular Music. People, get ready. Why is it a song like that just kind of screams summer, or at least it does to me? Opening this episode, that's a group called Penguin Prison with a song called Animal. It's off of the Kitsune de Maison Volume 9, a really, really solid compilation from the Kitsune label. I mean, every volume of that is worth tracking down. I'm trying to get it on vinyl, but that's just for me. This episode is going to be kind of indie pop-ish, or at least as I see it. That's just kind of the way I'm feeling right now, so it's just, maybe it's a summer thing, I don't know. But anyway, so these groups are going to be kind of, you know, indie pop-ish. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and start. The first group that I've got is a group called, I found a compilation from the, Bee House label. This group is called Frank for short. The song is called Brother Bird. It's a really great compilation. I found a lot of good bands on it. So another one of those, you know, that's kind of the point of a compilation album is to get you to go, wow, I like a lot of those groups, and, you know, drop some money on them. So anyway, this is Frank for short with a song called Brother Bird.
Singing in his tree. rock and roll as youth culture, and when youth culture becomes monopolized by big business, what are the youth to do? Do you have any idea? I think we should destroy the bogus capitalist process that is destroying youth culture.
Thank you.
And that Tahiti 80 is what I'm talking about. That was off of their new album called Activity Center. The song is called Unpredictable. For me, I'm really excited about this album. I mean, I pretty much like everything they do, but to me, this is kind of a return to what I imagine their indie pop roots are. Real or imagined, I don't know. But anyway, that's Tahiti 80. Before that was The New Pornographers. The song is called Crash Years. The album is called Together. You know, and of course that features Nico Case, who I could pretty much, you know, hear sing anything and I'd probably cry. So that's off their new album. That's a great album as well. And before that was a group on the Swedish label Labrador called The Radio Department. The song's called Heaven's on Fire. It's from their Clinging to a Scheme album, brand new, really solid album by them. It's actually probably my favorite album by them so far. I mean, to me, they kind of now, I think three, four albums in, they're kind of delivering on what I've always read about them. So I'm really excited about that, The Radio Department. Up next is a super group of sorts, although I'm not entirely sure who the groups are that they were from to make them a super group. But anyway, it's quite a lovely album. It's a group called Dragonette. The song is called Come On, Be Good, and it's off of the Fixin' to Thrill album, which, you know, I have to give them props for that because they're English and they say fixin'. That's kind of a southern thing. And by southern, I mean southern United States. Anyway, this is Dragonette with Come On, Be Good from the Fixin' the Thrill album.
Enough with the troublemaker. Is that what you were saying? Well, the words stuck in your throat. Come on, be good. You satisfy the curiosity. You take a bite out of all of the candies, but you found that it won't go down. It should. I know it looks good, but do you wanna dance together?
to see the walls, then see them fall. You break through them all. I see you crawl, now you stand tall. Grow and grow till tall. In stories green, against the stream, her eyes watering. Jump into lakes, the surface breaks. We swim underwater, and I'm out into you.
Goes all cigarose on us. That was a song from the lead singer of cigarose. The album's called Jonesy. I don't know, it's an O with a line through it, which oddly enough, there are two groups that on this podcast that have an O with a line through it. I'm sure there's a name for it, but I'm not going to stop and look it up. Anyway, that song was called Around Us. It's from the Go EP by the lead singer of Cigarose, and he goes by Jonesy. Before that was a gentleman who goes by the name of CEO, and oddly enough, I suppose he is the CEO of the label Tough Alliance. There's a lot of good music on that. That was his song called Come With Me. It's from his upcoming White Magic album. I think it's coming out on June 28th, and I really like that song. That sounded like a horse. Anyway, so I really like that song. So check that out. Up next is Little Dragon with a song called Recommendation. It's from their first album called Little Dragon. This is Recommendation by Little Dragon. Thank you.
patches reach my rippled eyes and tear into my skies. Old colors change from white to black again. I can try somewhere in the day there's love to keep, somewhere in the night there's a way to sleep. I can try to wake up tonight and start the day sometime soon.
Okay, so that was group number two from Labrador label. That was Ambassador with a song called Time to Wander. It's from their European album. To me, they're kind of delivering on the promise that I always thought they had. Before that was Gypsy and the Cat, which, I'm sorry guys, it's a horrible name, but what do I know? Anyway, the song's called Time to Wander. It's the Joan of Arc remix, and I hope that they are able to quit their jobs and write a lot of songs like that. I really like that song. That's one of my favorite songs I've heard this year. Up next, since we just played a group from Sweden, we're going to play another group from Sweden. This is the Shout Out Louds with, I think, their fourth album. It may be their third. I really like this album. See, I said it again. Anyway, this is the album's called Work, and the last one was a bit Cure-like for me, but this one, I think they're actually coming into their own. I know that's kind of hard or weird to say on their third or fourth album, but I think it's a really good effort by them. The album's called Work. The song is called Fall Hard. This is the Shout Out Louds.
We'll be right back. before all the noise downstairs. This trip is taking me nowhere, and I know it's not forever. No, it's got to stop. Sitting outside with a member of a boys' club, I'm falling hard, harder than before.
The song's called What's In It For. The group is called Avi Buffalo. It's from their self-titled debut, Avi Buffalo. The song before that was another group from the Bee House Records compilation. They're called The Spires. The song is called Everything and Nothing at Once. I'm a sucker for, you know, that jangly indie pop, you know, kind of guitar sound. So I really enjoy that song. Up next is a group who apparently took France by storm. From what I read, I think they were the first English-speaking group or English-singing group or group that sung in English to hit number one in France. The group is called The Do, and they have that O with a line through it, which I generally associate with a zero or not. The song is called At Last. The album is called A Mouthful. They're on, again, one of my other favorite labels because, I don't know, I have 10, 20 favorite labels. The label is 6 Degrees Records. The group is The Do. So they're a French group that sings in English, I believe. Don't quote me on that because I'm not an encyclopedia. Yeah. So anyway, this is The Do with a song called At Last.
Thank you.
that sounds like a good place to stop this episode. You can always contact me with suggestions, ideas, new groups. I'm always up for them. A lot of these came from friends and people that sent me suggestions at circularmusic@gmail.com. You can pick up the Luna Bee CD at circularmusic.bigcartel.com. And this episode of Circular Music is dedicated to the memory of a friend of ours that we lost here in Orlando named Jennifer Jones. I'm not going to go into too many details, but just suffice it to say that I hope everyone out there finds something that they are passionate about, much like me in this podcast. I do it as kind of a release because I like to spread good music to people. And if you ever need a reason, send me an email at circularmusic@gmail.com and I'll give you a reason to carry on. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody. I don't know, go hug somebody. Anyway, I'm gonna end it where I started it with the Animal song. So here it is in its entirety because I think it's worth it. Thanks a lot and take care of yourself.